This is American Business in the Spotlight. Here's Lou Dobbs with Moneyline.
Perhaps no one man is more responsible for the modern Las Vegas as Steve Wynn. The visionary business leader moved his family to the city in 1967. He bought a stake in the Frontier Hotel and Casino, and by 1973, he had parlayed enough money from a real estate deal to buy a stake in the Golden Nugget. He became the executive vice president at the age of 31. But it was in 1989, with the opening of the $620 million Mirage, complete with 3,000 rooms, boutique retail shops, an indoor forest, and outdoor volcano, that Wynn ushered in the new era of the mega resort. With the opening of two other mega resorts, Treasure Island in 1993 and the $1.6 billion Bellagio 5 years later, Wynn's hotels had something to offer everyone looking for a Las Vegas vacation. Mindful of the fact that his name had become synonymous with Las Vegas, Wynn began a new venture, aptly named Wynn Resorts. The publicly traded company has gaming and hotel operations in Las Vegas and Macau and just reported $1.3 billion in quarterly profits, up 30% from a year ago. And Steve Wynn continues his winning streak. I'm Lou Dobbs with this look at American business.
Stay tuned for more Lou Dobbs on the radio. And be sure to join him on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Lou Dobbs Show continues after this.